Hello, this is David Snyder, president of BIMI, welcoming you to Moments for Missions with Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today's episode is being re-aired in honor of Dr. Don Sisk.
Well, welcome back to Moments for Missions, and it's been a privilege this week to be sitting here with Dr. Don Sisk. And he's the gentleman who started Moments for Missions radio broadcast 40 years ago, and it has grown and spread now all over the world. And he's been telling us a little bit about his life, and he and his wife grew up in Western Kentucky, and yesterday was telling us about how they met in high school, and then God started working in your lives and teaching you some things about himself, didn't he?
He did, and, you know, the Black Oak Baptist Church was very evangelistic, people getting saved all the time, and just every few months, somebody would go forward and say, God's called me to preach, you know, and from the time I got saved, I thought it'd be a good idea to be a preacher.
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying I got called to preach then, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I sometimes walk Virginia home after church. Then on the way back to my house, I would rehearse the preacher's message at night and try to preach it as I walked and so forth. But God began to deal with my heart about full-time Christian work. And every time somebody would say, God's called me to preach, I'd think, well, okay, God's got enough preachers now.
Uh-huh.
But Thanksgiving night, 1954. We always had a Thanksgiving service on Thanksgiving night there at Black Oak Church. And that's the night I made my commitment to be a preacher.
Amen.
And 3 weeks later, Virginia went forward in a service. And she didn't surrender to preach. She did a lot of preaching at home and so forth. Okay. She was a good preacher. But that night, she made an unbelievably great commitment. And she said, since God has called Don to be a preacher, and by the grace of God, I want to be the best wife I can so she can be used of God.
Amen.
To whatever God wants him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Brother J.B., if anybody ever kept a commitment, it was that commitment.
She did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and every preacher needs a wife like that. Not everyone has it necessarily, but every preacher, and especially missionaries, they need that.
Yeah. When the Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, I always think, he that finds a good wife finds a good thing.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
So you all surrendered, but not immediately did you think about going to the mission field?
No, no, no. But immediately I realized if I was going to be a preacher, I needed training.
Uh-huh.
Now, actually, the church I was a member of, they didn't think much about going to Bible college and so forth. But I knew I needed it, okay? So we moved back to Kentucky and went to Bethel Baptist College. Yeah.
Okay. And then from that stage, what stage of your life then did you know that God wanted you to go to Japan?
It was several years later. While I was in college, I was pastoring two churches. One of them met on the first and third Sunday, other than on the second and fourth Sunday. Uh-huh. Back in those days, they had part-time churches, okay? And then after I got out of Murray State University, I became pastor of the Second Baptist Church in Providence. It was a full-time ministry. And it was there. I was pastoring in a town, had 3,500 people. There were two other Southern Baptist churches in town. There were Methodist churches, Presbyterian church, any kind of church you could think about.
Mm-hmm.
And I often thought, I'd like to be somewhere where they really need a preacher.
Yeah.
And so God took me from there to Chicago area as associate pastor and then to Japan. And that's a long story.
Right. And we'll hear more of that story because I want you listeners to hear the way God worked in the lives of Dr. Ms. Don Sisk and took them from Kentucky to Indiana and then eventually to Japan and how God has used them over the years and still uses Dr. Sisk to see people saved and to see churches and Christians get excited about missions and giving to missions and going as missionaries. So please be back tomorrow as we continue the rest of this week and maybe beyond that to hear the wonderful story of Dr. and Mrs. Don Sisk.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.